Bezras Hashem Yisbarech. Today's daf is Lamed Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. It's a 953rd daf in Shas. We're learning together on Purim de Prozim here in Ramat Beit Shemesh in Eretz Yisrael. Bezras Hashem, we should be zochet to be mesameach in Simchas Purim biYerushalayim biBinyana, as Chazal say that Lo Asid Lavo, Purim is not going to be bottled. The Sfas Emes writes that it's because the Kedusha of Purim is the Kedusha of Tshuva. There's no Kedusha Hayoim, and that Kedusha is something that stays with us Ad Bi'az Goel, and Be'ezer Hashem, the Hodor Kiblua B'me'ach HaShverosh, we should internalize now as we find the time through this hectic and beautiful, beautiful day. Of course, it has to be done right. Reach the Madregas of Kedushas HaPurim. Our daf is going to start on the top line with an analysis of Reb Nechunya ben Hakone's Shita that we had seen on yesterday's daf. This is a daf about Kimlei B'Diramine. A very famous case of Kimlei B'Diramine is going to be on our daf, and that is someone who is stealing on Shabbos, whether that qualifies as Kimlei B'Diramine or not, when he drags something in the Rishus HaRabim. We'll also get involved with some halachos of Hilchos Shabbos. What are different domains of Hilchos Shabbos? And that case will take us through most of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Then our Meseches is going to get back to the Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, and that is the case of Tashlumei Knas of Habal Achoso. So let's remind ourselves, Shitas Reb Nechunya ben Hakone. Reb Nechunya ben Hakone on Lamed Amud Aleph taught us that when it comes to the rule of Kimlei B'Diramine, not only when someone is Chayiv Misa and Chayiv Tashlumin do we say Kimlei B'Diramine, but as well in a case of where they're Chayiv Krisus. On Lamed Amud Aleph, turn over there to remind ourselves, Reb Nechunya ben Hakone, so that is the shita of Reb Nechunya ben Hakone. Says Reb Chisda on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Guf Amar Reb Chisda. May the Reb Nechunya ben Hakone begoinev chelboi shel chaver v'ochloi shu chayv. Reb Nechunya ben Hakone would agree that Kimlei B'Diramine does not apply to a case in where a person steals the fat of his friend and then he eats them. The fats, of course, are asur min haTorah to eat, punishable by kares. Here, though, you're not potter for the gneva. Why? Shekvar chayiv gneva koyim shiyavol de yisur chayiv. Because the chiyuv of gneva came in before the yisur of chayiv. Says the Gemara, lema pliga de Rabbi Yavin. This is in disagreement with Rabbi Yavin. Dom Rabbi Yavin, hazarik chetz mitchilas arba l'soif arba. If a person throws an arrow from the beginning of four amos to the end, v'krashi ro'en b'halichosay, and it's Shabbos, he's now throwing and he's being over the iser of mavir dalid amos b'rishus harabim on Shabbos, so, and at the same time the arrow goes. Actually, this is connected to Purim, because of course Haman throws down something. His daughter, excuse me, already, we're Adelayada, huh? Ayin in our other shiurim about Adelayada, not mean that we're supposed to get crazy drunk, so I'm not. Hazorek chetz mitchilas arba l'sof arba. If somebody threw an arrow from the beginning of four amas to four amas, and it tears a garment in its way, potter, he's potter. The connection to Purim is that the daughter of Haman threw down on Haman and was mazik him as well. Shakira tzarech hanochahi. It's an akira that tzarech hanocha. In other words, it's one elongated maisa. When you throw from the beginning of Dalet Amos to the end, it's one elongated maisa because the maisa is not complete until the hanocha takes place. So, and therefore, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. Hachanami asked the Gemara, we should say that he picked it up with the intention of eating, and therefore we should say Kim the Ramine. Says the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, no, there's a fundamental difference. Over there, you can't throw something without it landing. Here, you could eat it without picking it up. Because if he wants, he could bend down and eat it. Inami, Hasami boy la hadura lo matzi mahadile hacha matzi mahadile. The other difference is that when it leaves his hand, so then in such a case he can't retrieve it, and therefore there is an absolute connection between the Maisa's Rika and the Hezek, and then we say Kimleid Ramne. When it comes to eating, then he's able to regurgitate it once he's eaten it. However, before he's eaten it, when he's picking it up, then he could just put it back down. It doesn't need to be regurgitated. And therefore, Iboy Lahadura, regurgitating is not a Lahadura. But if he just picks it up, then that's Boila Adura. Hacha Matzi Mahadile, when he picks it up. Asks the Gemara, Ma Ika Bein Hai Lishna Lahai Nishna. What's the difference between these two explanations? Ika Bein Hai, the difference between them is Hamavir Sakin Bershus HaRabin Ukrashi Ron Bali Chosai. If somebody is walking through a Rishus HaRabin and he's holding on to a knife and he tears something while he's going, Lahak Lishna Da Amrit. According to the opinion that says that you can't have Hanacha without an Akira, in other words, when he picked up the sakin to walk Dalet Amis, so then he's going to have to put it down. A person doesn't walk with an object for the rest of his life. So here too, he can't have the Hanacha without Akira. But according to the opinion that says that he's not able to return it, here he's able to return it. In other words, he doesn't have to complete walking through the four Amis. If he's two Amis in, then he could go back. So therefore, according to that side, then we would say that you don't say Kim Levi D'Rabbanei. But according to the side that we explained, that Zarechetz, Ukrashi Ron, Bahalichasa, is going to be Kim Levi D'Rabbanei, it's because it is Iyash Anacha B'lo Akira, then in such a case here too, we would say Iyash Anacha B'lo Akira. Zok De'eligi Gemara Gufa. Amar Rabbi Ovin. First word on the line is Hazorik Chetz Mitchilas Arba L'Sof Arba. Our case of Rabbi Ovin, he throws the arrow, he shoots the arrow from the beginning of four to the end of four. An interesting expression of the Gemara. Ukrashi Ron Bahalichaso, and he tears a garment. Potter She'akira Tzarech Hanochi, because Akira is considered a Tzarech Hanocha, and therefore it's Kim Levi D'Ramine. Masa Rabbi Bibi Bar Abaye, Rabbi Bibi Son of Abaye asked, Hagonif Kisbe Shabbos Chayiv, if somebody steals a wallet on Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv. Shekvar Nischayiv B'Gneiva Koidim Shiyova L'Dei Isser Skiva, because he's Chayiv on the Gneiva when he picked it up, and the Isser Skila is only when either he walks into a Rishus Hayachid or he completes the Dalet Amis. Hayimegar V'yotze, the Halacha continues, if he's dragging along the wallet, Hayimegar V'yotze Potter, then he's Potter. Shari Isser Shabbos V'gneva Bo'en Kechad, because when is he over the Isser Gneva? When he brings it into his house. When is he over the Isser Shabbos? The only time he's over the Isser Shabbos in the case of where he's dragging it is when he transferred its domain. V'amai, let's analyze the Sefer. Hachinami Lema Hagba Tzarechot Sahi. Why only in the case of where is he dragging it is he going to be Chayiv? Even in the case he picked it up. He picked it up, says Rashi, in the Rishus of the original owner. V'amai ki agbir b'shus b'alim v'kano. He picked it up in the Rishus Bailam Niskana. So then, continues Rashi, am I chayiv? Why should he be chayiv? Neima mishas hagba, aschala, aschala lo hotza. At the time that he picked it up, that's the beginning of the hotza. That's when he began to be over the Isser. So just like the halacha is in the Sefer that we just analyzed of Megarer V'yotze, the halacha is that since when he transferred the domain, he's over the Isser Shabbos, over the Isser Gneva, and therefore we say Kim Lebe D'Rabbimine, even in a case of Hagoinev Kis B'Shabbos, so then in such a case, when he lifts it, we just got through saying Hagbot Tzorech Hatza. So if that would be so, then the Reisha, the halacha should be that we should say Kimle B'Derabmine as well. Now, when you're going to be over Kimle, the Isser of Geneva and the Isser Shabbos by Megar V'Yotze, it really depends on the case, but Rashi points out that the simplest way he'd be over is when he takes it out of the Nignav's Rishus into the Rishus Harabim. But the question is, in both cases, Vamai Hachanami Lema Agba Tzarech Utsahi, asks the Gemara. Answers the Gemara, Hachamai Eskinam, what's our case? Gigon Shemig Mia, Higbio Almanaslo Tznia. He picked it up with the intention not to take it out. Vinimlach, Nimlach means to change his mind. Vinimlach Allah Votzi, and he changed his mind, and he took it out. So then in such a case, the Agba was not Lutzarech Utsah. Asks the Gemara, V'chiyai Gavna, Michaev. In such a case, are you going to be chayiv? V'amr of Simon, Amr of Yabi, Amr of Yochanan, Hamifane chafotzim izavis lezavis. If a person moves objects from corner to corner, not only would we say that it's not a hakbal etzorach otzah, but you shouldn't even be over on Shabbos at all. This appears in Shabbos Heyam Ebeiz. He was zochet to learn this a couple of years ago. V'nimlach alein, he changed in mind, v'otzian, and he took it out, potter. Shelo oisa akira misha rishona lekach. Because that wasn't the original Akira when he picked it up, was not to take it outside, it was to move it to a different corner. So then what the Gemara says, that in such a case, you can't give the Ukimta of the case of Agonev Kis B'Shabbos as Nimlach, because it would be Nimlach, he wouldn't even be Chayiv on Shabbos. And over there in the Reisha we said, he was over in Nisra Skila. So the Gemara says, Lo Teim Amanas Lo Tzia, you're right. You can't say that his intention was to put in a different corner, then he wouldn't be Chayiv. Ela Amanas Lo Tzia, Ela Eima Amanas Lo Tzia. His intention was to take it out. Ah, you'll ask, so then we should say it's Agba Tzorech Otzah. Ahacha Mayeskin, and you have to say, Kisha Amat. He stopped. Let's take a look at the Heligar Rashis. 8 lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Ach Mayeskina Kisha Amat. Vamidaso hi Hanacha Lakir Rishona. When he stopped in the house, Ve'en Chiyu Shabbos Bolo Aideh Chir Sachavit Sarishona. And the Chiyu of Isser Shabbos did not take place at the time that he picked it up. Ela Aideh Kiras Gufo. So, we have Reuven who picks up an object in his house. He walks around, and then he stops. Then he takes it out. He's going to be chayiv. But what happens if this Reuven's now a ganav, and he picks it up in the nignav's house, and then he stops? So the hagbah was letzorech hotzah, but then he stopped. So then in such a case, the chiyuv Shabbos and the chiyuv Geneva were not the same Akira. Because when did he become Chayiv with Akira of Geneva? When he picked it up the first time. But the Chiyuv Shabbos was when he started walking again. Analyze the Gemara, in what way did he stop? Amad Lamai, in what way did he stop? Ila Kasef, if it's to fix his packages, or Chayu. That's the normal way for a person to walk. Ela Bomed Lofush. But it must be that he stopped to rest. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos makes this Chiluk, that not every stopping is considered full stopping. Avol Kasef, but if he does it to fix his packages, my potter, the halacha would be that he's potter, because that would not be considered a real amida. So then the Gemara asks on top of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Adutani hoy megar v'yotze megar v'yotze. Then why do you say that the case that your potter is megar v'yotze? Rifo v'nisne b'dida. Maybe we should divide the ratio in half and say it depends on his type of amida. That the only time that we say that there is no kimlev d'raminei is he picked it up with the intention to steal, and then he stopped, and then he started again. Then the chiyuv Shabbos of Akira is different than the chiyuv Akira of Geneva. But if he stops to fix his packages, he's going to be potter. Elo hamani ben azahi. You have to say it's following the shita of ben azai. Da omar mahalech kaomei dami. That if somebody is walking, it's considered as if he stopped. And therefore, in every case, you're not going to ben azai, you're only going to be chayiv, Rashi explains, in the last step outside of the house. And therefore, the Akira Rishon of Geneva is not the same Akira of Shabbos, because he picked it up in the house, he walked through the house, and he's only did the Akira of Shabbos when he walks out. Why? Because ben azai says, mahalich is ka'omed, and the zman achiyuv is when you walk out of the house. Avozorek mai, what would be the halacha if he threw it out of the house? Potter. Then the halacha would be yerbi potter. Niflag v'nisna bidida. So why doesn't the case of Hagonev Kis, which appears in a few places in Shas, Bava Basra Peivav, Sanhedrin Bei, Shabbos Sadi Aleph, the Masoras HaShas tells us, why doesn't it differentiate between Mahalach and Zorek? Aval Zorik Potter, to tell us that Zorik would be Potter. Answers the Gemara Megarev Yotze Itzrich Lalei, because we need to tell us a specific chidush of someone who drags out. What's the chidush over there? That there you say Kimla B'dirab Mei, that the time of Hotza, when he takes it out of the Rishus of Nignav, is the same time that he was over the Yisr of Shabbos to say Sal Kimla B'dirab Mei. Salkadai Dechamina, I would have thought not that way. Ein Derech Hotza B'kach. It's not normal for a person to schlep the object out of the house. Kamash Malon. The chidush is that he's still going to be chayiv. What's the chidush that he's still chayiv if it's not the normal way for a person to take it out of the house? Most Rishonim learned that the chidush is that gerera, that dragging, is considered orche. It's still considered the normal way. Analyzes the Gemara Ubimai. And in what way is it normal? Iberav revei, if it's something that's very large, orchehu, then it's normal. Ibezutre lav orchehu. But if it's something that's small, then it's not normal. And that is not qualified in the case of Hagonev Kis. Elo b'mitzoy, must be that it's a middle size. Udaafkilehechai, continues the Gemara to analyze. And where did you take it out? Idaafkil Rishus Harabim, if you took it out to the Rishus Harabim, Iser Shabbos Ika, Iser Gneva Leka. By taking it out to the Rishus Harabim, you only have the Iser Shabbos, but you weren't yet Kona as a Ganif. Idaafkil Rishus Hayachid, if you took it out into a Rishus Hayachid, in other words, you took it from Ruvain's Rishus Hayachid into your Rishus Hayachid, for example, if your neighbors, so Nisar Gneva Ika, Iser Shabbos Leka, so then you have Nisar Gneva, you don't have Nisar Shabbos. Lo, says Gmar Tzricha, the Afke Litzide Rishus Haram. He took it out to the Tzide Rishus Harabim, the side area of the Rishus Harabim, something very close to a sidewalk. Let's take a look at Rashi halfway through the Amud. Tzide Rishus Harabim, Samach Lebatim, Shenosnim, Lahala min abatim avanim umichsholin laharchi chiku chagolos umeyotzen chifu feilufnim kari tzide rishus harabim. There are borders that are put into the road not to allow people to get close to the houses, for example, the wagons, and that area, what we would probably call today a sidewalk, that area is tzide rishus harabim. So now we have a question: is that considered a rishus Hayachid? If you consider Rishus Hayachid, then you don't have an Iser Geneva. Excuse me, if it's a Rishus Hayachid, so then in such a case, then you have the Iser Geneva, but you might not have an Iser Shabbos. And if you consider it a Rishus Hayachid, then you'll have the Iser, excuse me, in Rishus Harabim, then in such a case you'll have the Iser Shabbos, but not an Iser Geneva. Let's see that where the Gemara analyzes it. The Gemara says, "Ukeman ikra b'liyazer da amar tzi rishus harabim ki rishus harabim damu." If we say tzi there rishus harabim like rishus harabim, so an iser Shabbos ikra, then you've taken out to rishus harabim. It's a gneva leka, then you haven't taken out into somebody else's rishus. In this case, your rishus, because tzi there rishus harabim are kirushus harabim. It's not kirushus hayachid. Ika rabbanan d'amri tzide rishus harabim lav kirushus harabim dami, and it's considered rishus hayachid. Iser gnevi ika, iser shabbos leka, but then you'll have an iser gneva, but you won't have an iser shabbos. Says the Gemara, lo'ilam k'Rabbi Eliezer. Really, it follows Rabbi Eliezer. Chiyom Rabbi Eliezer, tzide rishus harabim kirushus harabim damu, hani mili inyin chuluva de shabbos. That's only in regards to chiyuv shabbos. Zimim dachgi rabbim v'ayli osam. Aval inyin mikne kona, but you... It's very paradoxical, see the Rishus Harabim. On the one hand, it's a din Rishus Harabim, because sometimes even the people who are walking the Rishus Harabim use that area. This, by the way, indicates that's a little bit different than the sidewalk, because the sidewalk the Rishus Harabim uses, the Rabim use all the time. Yet at the same time, the Gemara says, it could be used as an area of Kenyan. My time at the Losh Chichi Rabim, because the Rabim usually don't go there. And since the Rabim usually don't go there, so it's personal enough to be considered the area of my Rishus. Rav Ashi gives another teretz to the above kasha. In other words, we had asked the question of why it is that Megarer V'yotze is going to be chayiv for both the Geneva and the Iser Shabbos at one moment. And our question was, how could it possibly be that he's going to be chayiv for it at for Geneva there is no kinyan in the Rishus HaRabim because there's no Mashicha, we didn't spell it out before, but because there is no Mashicha in the Rishus HaRabim, Ravashi Omer Kigon Shetziref Yado Limata Mishalosh V'Kiblo. He took one hand and he gave it to another hand less than three tvachim. And then in such a case, his yad is going to be kona. Kidur Rava, as Rava taught, the hand of a person is considered like 4x4 for Shabbos, and therefore he was kona and he was over the Yisr Shabbos bevas achas. Rav Acha Masni Hachi, Ravina Masni, la'olam da'afki l'Rishus HaRabim. Really, he took it out to the Rishus HaRabim. Uber Rishus HaRabim nami kona. And with the Rishus HaRabim, he's also going to be kona. In other words, you'll be kona by stealing the moment you take it out of the Rishus of the Nignav into the Rishus HaRabim. Up until now, we've been assuming you're not kona until you take it into your house. And this issue that the Amoraim were arguing about is dependent on a Mishnah in Bava Kama Ayin Tes. Disnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, if a person was dragging out, umes, dragging animal out, Rishus Bailim Potter, if when he's trying to steal it, it dies in the Rishus of the Bailim, so then the Ganif is going to be Potter because he didn't take it out of the Rishus HaNigav. If he picked it up and took it out of the Rishus of the Bailim and it dies, Chayiv, so then in such a case, one is going to be Chayiv. So what do we see? That when it goes out of the Rishus HaBailim, automatically one is Konet because you're going to be Chayiv. Ravina, though, Diek Miresha, he was the one who was Medayek from the Resha. Rav Acha Diek Misefa, and Rav Acha deduced from the Sefa. Ravina Diek Miresha, he Moshcha V'yotze Umeis B'Rishus Bailim Potter. That it says that if it dies in B'Rishus Bailim, it's Potter. Time of the Meis B'Rishus Bailim, only if it's B'Rishus Bailim. Ho Tzim B'Rishus Bailim Umeis Chayiv. That would seem to say that the moment you take it out from the Rishus of that fellow, you're going to be Chayiv. Rav Acha deik mi seifa, Rav Acha deduced from the seifa, biyo al sheitzio. The seifa said that if he picked it up or he took it out, hotza dum yuda hagba, and hotza is like hagba. Ma hagba dasi l'rishus say, the only time you're going to be chayiv is if it comes into your rishus. Af hotza, when it says to take out, nami dasi l'rishus say, it needs to come into your rishus. In other words, you're not going to be chayiv by pulling the Dover HaNignav into the Rishus HaRabim. The Rav Acha Kasha Reisha, Ravina Kasha Seifa. So what emerges then is that according to Rav Acha, the Seifa is very nice, but the Reisha is difficult. The Ravina Kasha Seifa. But for Ravina, the Seifa is difficult. Answers the Gemara, Reisha, the Rav Acha Loi Kasha. The Reisha is not difficult according to Rav Acha. Kama Delo Asi Rishus Seif, Rishus Baila Karina Be. He's going to say that up until it doesn't come into the Rishus of the owner, so then in such a case, it's considered still in the Rishus. In other words, start again. In a case in which it doesn't go into the Rishus of the Ganev, so then it's still considered in the Rishus HaBailim. And that's what the Braisa is referring to. Seifa l'Ravina l'Kasha, Hotza dum yuda hagba lo amrinam. There never was an intention for us to say that Hotza needs to be like Hagba, that Hagba needs to be Rishus HaBailim, so too Hotza needs to be Rishus HaBailim. That assumption is not correct, and therefore the Teretz is that when we say Hotza, it doesn't mean the same Hotza of Hagba. Simply taking it into the Rishus HaRabim is going to be enough, according to Ravina, to be chayiv. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil points out that the opinion over here of Ravina, that you're going to be kona with Mashiach in the Rishus HaRabim, seems to ostensibly be, Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Bershus, seems to ostensibly be against the Gemara in Bava Basra and Pei Dalet Amud Beis, that Mashiach is not kona in the Rishus HaRabim. And Tosfos gives two potential terutzim. Either it's considered his, that the ganif is now chayiv ba'onsin, but it's not his entirely, and this would be a tremendous chiddush that you would still say kimle b'derab minei, even though it's not, you weren't kone it entirely for it to be yours. Or the Ritzva says that Ravina disagrees with Abaye and Rava and Perek HaMocher es HaSvina. So Be'ezer Hashem, the Daf for Purim, discuss the shita of Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakane in the issue of kimle b'derab minei, what are cases of boing ke'echad and what are cases that are not boing ke'echad, in which you say kim lebi d'ramine. The only time you say kim lebi d'ramine is it happens simultaneously. So for example, zorechetz mitchila l'arba v'sof arba, that's a classic case of where it happens simultaneously. We got stuck in the famous case of Agoniv Kis B'Shabbos, the Gemara got stuck, and the Gemara said over there, still we consider the Isser Shabbos, Isser Gneva Bon Kechad, when he drags it out. And what are the explanations of why we consider that Bibas Achas? So Ravina says that we're talking about, that working backwards from our conclusion of our daf, Ravina says that we're talking about a case where he just schlepped it out to the Rishus HaRabim, but nevertheless, he's considered a Ganif, and he was over the Isser Otsav Shabbos at the same time. That opinion of Ravina is disputed by Ravacha, and then the Gemara gave a brilliant teretz, quite a chidush, to say tzidei rishus harabim is considered rishus harabim vis-a-vis hotzah, that you're over Yisr Shabbos, but it could also be considered rishus hayachid vis-a-vis kinyanim, because lo shchiach bei rabim. Before that, the Gemara attempted to discuss that it could be that amida, if the person stops, then in such a case, there are two separate akiros for when he picks it up, and then it would not be considered a Hagbah Lutzorech Hatzah. Because when the person picks it up, he's not chayiv for the Yisr Shabbos, he's only chayiv for the Yisr Shabbos when he goes out of the house. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Lamed Aleph, the Daf of Yud Dalid Adar, Tovshin Ayin Hei, from Maseches Ksubis.